So Rabbi Bose said the last thing that we spoke about was the status of Eid Echad, of one aid, in a case where the Torah says we can rely on this one aid, even though primarily we should require two witnesses. And the Torah said you can rely on one witness, and we have a principle called Harekan Shnayim, that we trust him as if he were two witnesses. And the nafkamina is going to be, if afterwards another witness comes to contradict that witness, so then we have a principle called Ein Shomim Dvarim Shalecha B'Mokum Shnayim, which is otherwise known as Eid Echad B'Akosh Alav Klum. And the reason why this operates is because when we accepted the one aid, let's say for example in the case of Mises Abal or in the case of Sota, we accepted that one aid as if he were two witnesses. That's not the case in Isurim. That in Isurim we have a principle called Eid Echad Nemev Isurim, so we never accepted that one aid as if he were two aidin, because the Torah relies on the testimony of one aid. So the testimony of one aid has the status of hochacha, it's evidence in Isurim, it's a reliable umdina and hochacha. But once you're operating midin hochacha, then if another witness comes in to contradict the first witness, then we have to throw our hands up in the air. We simply don't know which witness is telling the truth. And in that case, we should go back to the original chazaka, whatever it might be. So for example, if you have one aid testifying that the shechita was a valid shechita, the other aid testifies that the shechita was not valid, then we go back to the chazaka that behemah b'chayah b'cheska z'isro menes, and therefore everything's also. So this is how we understood the Ritva on page Mem Ches. And now we got up to page Mem Tes, and that hopefully will take us maybe 15-20 minutes. We'll try to wrap up this piece, and then I have another piece for you. So you have page Mem Tes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. That's good news. Maybe we should look on together.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, great. So again, we started with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says that if the Shochet is believed, even though there's one aid testifying that he shechted shelo ka'ogen, and we apply the principle of the Marik, as quoted by the Taz, that kol mokum shemina Torah leid echad harekan shnayim, and we elevate the status of the eid echad to two aidin, and apparently the Marik understood that we can accept this one aid as two aid, and perhaps the explanation is because he came to Bezdin, and we saw in the Ran, if you recall, that once he comes to Bezdin, instead of a hochacha becomes edus, and there is a agada, and that was relevant to chazara be'amasla, meaning that he cannot rescind his testimony because kevan shehigid shuvei nechozu magid, and that's a case where he came to Bezdin to testify. So all this we discussed back on page Mem Dalet. If you want to just take a quick peek on Mem Dalet, on the second line of the beginning of this essay, he quotes the Taz, Ubira Taz, the Shema Marik, the Ainu Taimit, the Kol Mokum Shemina Torah Liyed Echad Arekan Shnayim. And therefore the Shochet is believed as two Edim, and Ein Dvar Shal Echad Mokum Shnayim. And we said on the bottom of that page that according to the Marik, which the Shulchan Aruch accepted la'alocha, we're talking about accepting the Eid Echad b'toras Eidus. Okay, then it's not just Nemanus, it's not just the Hochacha, it's not just Rov Deos, but rather it's full-fledged Eidus. And he reiterates this a few times throughout this essay. So it's fascinating that you can accept one aid in Isurim on Shechita as if he were two witnesses, and then the next witness comes in, he says Shalom Kahogen, we don't pay any attention to him. And not only that, the Mechaber adds insult to injury, and he says that the aide who came in to testify is allowed to eat from the shechita of that shochet henceforth. This meat he can't eat because Shavya Nafshi, but henceforth he's allowed to rely on the shechita of the shochet.
He said that the Ma'arik was Karov Deus, not Edus.
You want to go over that again?
I mean, we said that.
Yeah, let's read it again. I'd have to go through it again. I was hoping to move on.
I meant, hey, it says it straight out.
Okay, I have to go over this again, Yosef, which I'm willing to do. Just don't beat me up. I'm afraid that you're about to hit me over the head with a club here.
I just don't want
I'm learning this Gemara about the Chalomos of Rava. You know, he gets clapped over the head with clubs. So you get me very nervous here. All right. He says, Nira Bazesh Nechluku Marik Veritva Taurus Edus Taurus. Okay, so let's see. Avla Ritva Sover. But I thought the Marik is saying the Taurus Edus, no?
No. I mean, not according to my notes, unless I heard backwards.
Just one second. Oh, so the Ritva. So wait a second. The Marik says that. Isn't it Taz quoting the Marik to substantiate the Psak of the Mechaber that ain't yochel akhisha. Koma kushemi the Torah rekanshtayim shochit neman kishnei edim. Shnei edim. One second. He's at that point, right? So the Rav actually goes back and forth on this point.
Yes, exactly.
So you want to see on Mem Vav the paragraph in Nira Ode? You have that?
Yes.
So that's where he says Bitoris Avis. Because again, if he's going back to the first pshat, the Bitoris Nemonus, so then I get a little confused. Why should he believe like two witnesses? So all of a sudden we jack him up to Rov Deos. Why is he Rov over here if it's one against one? Do you want to go over that again? I mean that
the Shochet.
I'm saying since the Shochet against the other aid.
Rov, it's a Shchita Mumchim Hem. Maybe that's like a...
So that gives him an extra...
Something.
An extra umber.
Whereas the other guy extra has nothing.
Ochocho.
Right, the other guy has nothing.
An extra
he's just to buy himself.
Does the Rav actually spell that out, or that was our...
I made that up.
Oh, you
looking for something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, because I'm wondering where the Rav addresses that, if he does. Because again, he had the Ravid Shita?
Yeah, the Ravid is like the Ma'arik.
And the Rebbe was the one who said that even an eight puzzle is believed. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Ah, so that's the reason why he's forced into this corner of Rov Deos in the Ma'arik is because he's assuming, like the Rebbe, that even if he's an eight puzzle, the din wouldn't change.
Right.
So Mimele has to operate with Rov Deos. But if you drop the Ma'arik, I'm sorry. If you drop the Ravid, then you could say that according to Ma'arik, if he's an Eid Kosher, like the Rambam Shita, that Eid Echad, Komok and Shemina Torah Eid Echad, Zdafka an Eid Kosher, then under those circumstances, we can accept that Eid B'Torah's Eidus, which is his second interpretation of the Od Nira. That even in Isurim, we could say Arekan Shnayim, and we accept the Eid Echad B'Torah's Eidus, but again, he would have to be an Eid Kosher. So let's just see what...
He goes back and forth. Right. It's impossible to nail it down.
Right. So let's just see if we can... actually, I was tempted to start a new essay, which I have for you today, but I just didn't want to leave this hanging. So I'm not sure if I have the courage now to go through everything we did for a week.
No.
Yosef's giving me a hard time. He's got two clubs, not one. You know. He's going to hit me the minu b'svalia. Alright. So, fine. Now we're up to the Bir Agra. The Bir Agra says that Eid Echad Bakhosha, Kamosha Kosu Bereish Perk Yud the Vamos, Perk Gimel the Kedusha Reish Perk Gimel the Krisis.
What's the.
So we're on page Mem Tes.
Okay,
and in the main paragraph here, we're on line 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see Umizeh?
Yeah.
Umizeh Shlo Hizkir Hach Kol Mokum Shemina Torah. So the Gra sort of skips over and goes straight to Eid Echad Bakhosha. He doesn't even address the issue of whether the Torah upgrades.
How he believed the first one.
Right.
All we know is that the second one is out.
Right. So he upgrade. He doesn't even bother upgrading the first aid to the status of two aid. Mashpesh even agro the ikar tama mechabrim shub deirechav akhoshal av klumu. Bidarik said tzarik biru the ilah amirin b'shokhei nemakish. If he's not operating with the upgrade, then him kain leka hocha ki im eid echad amakish od eid echad.
Yeah.
So you have one against one. Mistabed lo other farisha me'asheni ala kol bata. Let's throw everybody out of court. So maybe this is going to be your answer here of biyado, you know, that he's the one who's doing the shechita. Is that what you said, or something else? Or rov mitzvah?
Rov mitzvah shechita mumchem him.
Right.
So what he says is good, is good.
Hanir bezed hini agmar biyavamos kashaka v'tari eid echad nemen neged cheskas israel lo laloch neklu bazer dasar amban varash b'sham. So what's the power of Eid Echad? Is he believed against the Chazaka? Or only if there's no Chazaka against him?
The Chazaka is now Cheskas Isur of the Behemah.
Correct. And if we go with the Ramban and the Rashba, then the Shochet should be believed. Bitoris Eid Echad and Bisurit. The question is going to be, if you hold like the Rosh and the Mardechai, what's the status of the Shochet here? If he's an Eid Echad who's undermining a Chazaka. V'chein Pasek HaRamah Lior Deya Simon Kuf Chav Zayin Sif Gimel. So the Ramah accepts the sheet of the Rosh and the Mardechai, that there's a limited ability or credibility to the Eid. He's not credible against the Chazaka. Right, so what are you going to tell me, that the Chazaka is against the aid? Well, if we believe the aid, then the Chazaka is completely gone. So let the aid himself undermine the Chazaka.
The second aid.
Well, we're not up to the second aid now. Right now, we're holding by the Shochet. Right, the Shochet says that this was shechted proper.
So then the Chazaka of the Behema Be'isur Be'cheyeha Omedet falls off.
Well, I don't know if you're up to the Kasha of the Teretz. Let me go through it. In the Kasha, he's saying, according to the Rosh, the Erech is coming to undermine the Chazaka. He shouldn't be believed, because the Rosh holds that Erech is not believed against the Chazaka. That's the Kasha. The Teretz is that we're going to apply a different principle. We're going to say that since the Erech is Mevarer, so he removes the Safek, and he removes the Chazak as well. So in other words, inherent in his Eidus and the credibility that we give him is that there is no Chazak. Which is called, by the way, usually in the language of the Shas, you know, that's called Treu Trei Sveika Dorais. Are you familiar with that phrase?
Yeah.
Let's say two Eidim testify on a woman that she was married. Okay. And two Eidim testify that she was divorced. Uh-huh. No, that's not. Just one second. Let's say two Eidim testify that she was not divorced. She was married and not divorced. And two Eidim say that she was divorced. So one Man the Omer is going to tell us that in Trey, we go back to original Chazok until we know for proof positive that she received a get. Her Chazok is that of an ancient siege. That's called Trey. Lav do rice, but if you hold trey sveka do rice, then it means that the pair of Eidim that testify that she received the get, they undermine ha chazaka. So it's not relevant to introduce ha chazaka, because the Eidim themselves are contradicting the chazaka. That's what I think he's he's talking about here. Let's see if I'm right. He says, Harei Eid, three lines up before the end of the paragraph, Mevares HaMaisa Mesalikas HaSofer, which I think means he's Mesalik the Chazoka. Tiafel Pi Sheshnei Eidim Mevares HaMaisa Yosem Eidecha Mikomakom Harei Gam Eidecha Mevares HaMaisa. Why is an Eidechan inferior to two Eidim? So wherever the Torah says he can rely on one Eid, it means he clarifies what happened.
Right.
But Chazak is a whole different thing. He calls it Hanhaga. There are many different terms amongst the Achronim for this category of, some say it's a status quo halacha, others say it's a din. I don't know if you ever heard that din. Others call it a Gzeiros HaKosuv. Whatever the terminology is, he's using the word Hanhaga. I mean, does the Chazaka clarify anything? We're still left with the same suffix that we had before, right? Now, a man jumps into a mikveh, and he was tummy when he went into the mikveh. And we don't know if the mikveh was chaser or mole.
So it's Chazaka of tummy.
Correct. Does that really clarify whether the mikveh was chaser or mole?
No.
But the 40
has nothing to do with it.
So that's called the din hanhaga. He calls it anhaga. Anhaga means, the Torah says, behave or treat it as if you knew what was the suffix. But if you have a birur, in Hilchus Sveikos, a birur is always more powerful than a chazaka, because chazaka is only an hoga. So that hoga says, if you don't, in the absence of any clarification whatsoever, there's a din of an hoga.
So the chazaka is a previous status quo, but the birur comes after that.
I don't know if you say after that, or maybe before it, maybe, or it's like root canal work. I don't want to bring up bad memories from the dentist, but it goes back to the root of the matter, and it tells you that this chazak is totally irrelevant. You know, the situation has changed. You know, before the animal was an avail, was a Abraham and Achad. Now you shechted the animal, and it's geshachted. So don't talk to me about yesterday, about hanhagas and about chazokas.
Like it was a live animal, so...
Yeah, I mean, there's a beard now that the chazok is gone. The situation...
Circumstances has changed.
So in the case of a guy jumps into a mikveh, we don't know the status of the mikveh, we don't have any birur. But in the case of Eid Echad, we certainly have a birur. And in the light of that birur, the chazokas should be meaningless. So this is a general kash, I think he's asking on the Rosh and Viseyoso, that how can you tell me that the Erech is not believed against a Chazaka? Chazaka is Hilchos Hanhaga, and Erech is Hilchos Birur, and B'makom Birur, there's no such thing as a Chazaka. The Hanhaga is completely gone. So what are you telling me that we're going to rely on a Chazaka against the Erech? Oh, here in the footnote, he has a reference. He references a sugya called Shnei Shvilin.
Yeah.
So let's just think what happens in Shnei Shvilin. Just 1 second. Oh, very beautiful. In Shnei Shvilin, watch what happens. There's two men, one shvil.
Right.
And two people go down to Shvilin. One of them definitely came in contact with the mess.
Yes.
But the law is that if these two people come in front of the Rav or the Bez or whatever it might be for a Horah, Bazeh, will be the Tara, both of them.
Right.
Why? Because they each have a Cheskas Tara. That's a Tara to the Sastri. It has to be a Din Hanhaga. It could not be a Din Birur, because there's no way that you can tell me that both of them are tar when we know one of them is tamid. So that's one of the most beautiful proofs that chazok is only a din on haga. It doesn't really clarify the subject.
You've spoken about this in terms of a din and a svara. And when you call something a din, it's not because it's logical, it's because that's what it is.
Right. Some people call it an haga, some people call it a din. Yeah, there are many, many different... You know, there's a lot of Torah on this. Reb Chaim Telzer was famous. You know, he wrote treatises on this concept of chazok as a din. If you're ever interested, I can bring in one example of it that I have in my house. He has another raya from a Gemara in Chulin. All right, but we get the point. I mean, at least V'im kein, oh, here's the kasha. Mistaber, we're going to turn now to Daf Nun. Mistaber, the law has lina and basa chazokas, sheyeshe efem avarsa maisa. If you have a beer, you don't rely on chazokas. The old kasha, another kasha on the Rosh, hakaimel on ruba chazoka ruba adiv. Ah, in other words, why should Rov? L'chorah Rov is not as strong as an Eid Echad.
What is the Rov?
No. He's just asking a theoretical question. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, I don't know if he tells you where to look it up, that Rubav Chazok or Rubav Adif.
Yeah.
Why should Rubav be Adif? Rov is not more powerful than Eid Echad. And you're telling me that Echad loses out to a Chazok, so Kolshkeh, Rov should lose out to a Chazok. He says that the Rav was mechavin to the Shem Shmaitita, who asks his kasha. Let's just see what the answer might be. I'm just going to try to come up with an answer here before I read the next paragraph. In the case of what? Of Rav. You see, the premise here in this whole essay is that Eid Echad is a birur. Now, I'm not going to deny that Eid Echad is a birur, but I don't know if it's a reliable birur. Let me give you an example. In Dini Mamonos, is Eid Echad a reliable birur? I mean, he's Mechayv Shvua, but certainly it's not a reliable birur. So Eid Echad is like a knapper birur. You know, he's trying very hard to clarify what happened here, but he's not totally successful in convincing us because you need two witnesses. Again, you can always argue that in Nisurim, the Torah dropped the level of birur and accepted Eid Echad as a complete birur. But that's a little bit odd that in Dini Mamonos it's not a complete birur, but in Isurim Eid Echad is a complete birur. I'd rather be inclined to think that in Echad, even in Isurim, where the Torah does rely on Eid Echad, it's not a complete birur. And the Nafka Mina is going to be Chazaka. What do I mean? If I have a Chazaka which propels me or obligates me to continue the situation as is, then to undermine that I need a real full-fledged birur. Could be that Rov, although it's not a full-fledged birur because you always have the possibility of the miut, but nevertheless it tells you again in Hilchos Hanhaga. See, there's something paradoxical here. In a certain sense, Rov is more effective than Eid Echad. Why? Because Rov could attack a Chazok on its own ground. It's on the same turf. It's like two tennis players on two sides of the fence. What's it called in the middle?
The net.
The net. Two sides of a net. Sorry for my amaratsis here. Two sides of a net. But they're more or less balanced. You know, they're both very good tennis players. You know, I mean, the worst thing about tennis is when you get one guy who's great and the other guy doesn't know how to hit the ball. You know, that's a waste of your time. But let's say they're more or less equally balanced, and they're two sides of the net. Okay, I got that right. So that's Rov and Chazok. Rov and Chazok are going to battle it out in the arena because they're equal partners. You know, they're like I said, by tennis. Because what does Rov tell you? Rov tells you that we don't know what happened. You know, did it this, did it that, but let's rely on a Rov. Chazok also, we don't know exactly what happened. So we fall back on a Chazok. So now you can declare, well, which is more powerful of a fallback situation? You know, is it Rov or is it Chazok? So you could say that Rov has one up it on Chazok. Why? Because Rov has some element of beer. You know, that this case in particular came from...
Yeah, let's
from
the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll dry.
Yeah, it'll dry. Oh, so now we get to Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not on the same battleground. It's not on the same turf as Chazok. Why? Because Chazok is Hanhaga, and Eid Echad is beer. So if the beer of Eid Echad will remove the Safek, then Eid Echad, there's no question the Chazok would be meaningless. You know, there's no din of Hanhog if there's no Safek. But since Eid Echad is only a knap beer, it's not a complete beer, it's a mixed beer. So the Rosh says that in such a case, we go back to the Chazok, because we don't have a complete beer. So to be mafkia something from a Chazok, you need either another Hanhog, or you need a complete beer. What's the other anhaga? Rov. And now Rov could be more of an anhaga that's, you know, pushes for whatever reason, even beyond what? Even beyond chazaka. But if you have Eid Echad, and Eid Echad is not a complete beerer, then chazaka, the chazaka remains a chazaka. You can't put a race on the chazaka with just one Eid. But let's see how the Rav's, you know, I'm sure he'll say it a lot better than I do. The Nira Lomar, the Hainu time of the Eid Echad, Eino Nema Nema Chazok, Mishum the Klolahi, the Eid Echad Bakhosh Alav Klum. Okay, so this has nothing to do with what I said. But I don't know what he means by Eid Echad Bakhosh Alav Klum. Let's see if he can...
think Machish the Chazaka.
Wait, you understand this, Yosef?
I'm saying
let's read the whole paragraph, but if you already understand it...
I don't understand it. All I know is that it says, Eid Echad Bahakasha Lav Kumbu. We don't see another Eid. We saw the Chazaka. So he's saying, Eid Echad Bahakasha of the Chazaka. He's coming against the Chazaka. He's not coming against
another Eid. And what's the Lav Klum? Lav Klum means the Chazaka is Lav Klum? Is that what he's saying?
No, right. The Eid Echad is Lav Klum. Klum. The Chazaka stands.
Oh, the Chazaka stands?
It says, Eid Echad Eino Nema Neged Chazaka Mishum Deklalahi the Eid Echad Behakasha Lav Klum Hu. That's Eid Echad against the Chazaka doesn't win, and Eid Chazaka stands.
Is he saying then that the Chazaka is Machish the Eid Echad? Is that more or less what he's saying?
The Eid Echad is Machish the Chazaka. Chazaka was there first.
Okay. So give me a minute to catch up to you, because you're a few light years ahead of me. I'm lagging behind you. The Onam, Midivri HaGemar B'Kiddushin, Lo Yad'ino Deir Echad B'Chosh Lav Klum Hu, El Kishe Ha'ed Mukhash Mi Baldova.
Not against the Chazaka, but against another person.
Right, but I don't know why he calls him a Baldova. He quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin, which I guess is in the third paragraph of Kiddushin. He doesn't tell you what daf it's on, unfortunately. But
doesn't he?
Where is it?
Line above.
Oh, there in Samache. Divrei Gemara lo yadin and deirech v'akosh alav klumu. Elok Shah Aid Mukhash Mi Baldovar. But that's the famous Sugya of Ein Dovar Sheber Pachas Mishnayim. But I'm not sure why Eid Echad Mukhash Mi Baldovar. Hare Mavur Gamba Reish Perk Yud the Yevomis Reish Perk Yud the Krisus Gavi Eid Echad Omer Achalti Chelev U Baldovar Machisho. Nach nira de mi hai time a gufa ein eid echad nemon keneged chazoko she gam ze choshev ke eid echad behak chosho echad bak chosho and a chosh is what? Is when the eid is mukhash al yidei baldover. See, in the case of chaylev, I understand a little bit what's going on there, because the Eid said you ate chaylev and you chayv a karmam. So Baldover says no, I never ate chaylev. So it's the whole issue here is relevant to one person in the world, and that's the person who's being accused of eating chaylev. So he denies it. So the Eid is not believed, but. Can we take that a step further and just say that every time there's an Eid Echad and he's mukhash al yidei baldover, the Eid Echad is not believed? The omnam yidivri ha-gemara lo yadini de Eid Echad b'chosh lav klumu el k'sha'eid mukhash mi baldover. Oh, you found it?
I don't find it.
You don't find it.
Turn baldover.
Yeah.
Just missed it.
That's what I see here. Oh, it's a little bit earlier. Let's see. He says the following: Mosiv Shnayim Shabo Miyudisayami Isha Imohem Chavilu Imohem Zomer Zu Ishti Vze Avdi Vzu Chavilosi Zomer Zu Ishti Zavdi. Isha Meres Eushne Avdi v'chavila shali. Shricha shnei gita v'gomek subasa. Idu lesle sahadi lahai v'isle sahadi lahai. Bimotsis amru elu elu shnei abdi v'chavila shali. That's the key line here. I don't understand. How does the Rav know that that's the case of Baldover? That I'm not sure.
What's the Chavila mean in that case?
He's holding some sort of a package, I think. So you have two people that came from Medina Sayam. So somebody comes along and says, "Zu ishti, zavdi."
Each one says the same thing.
Yeah.
But in their Haggadah, they say that she's married to him. Each one says she's married to him, and that the other guy who says he's married to her is his slave. And each one has a chavila.
All right. So
she has to get from both.
And what's the testimony of Eid Echad here? He's saying that...
They're all Eid Echad.
Ze Omer Zu Ishti.
Ah, because both of them together are saying that she's married.
Ah, that's what the Gemara is talking about.
Isn't that right?
But has this touch on the Rav's issue here about Eid Echad Nemo Chazoka? That's interesting. Mihai Tamu Gufei Echad Nemo Chazoka Dezeh Choshu Keid Echad Bak Choshu.
Where does the Baal Davar come out?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I realize now that this piece requires a lot more knowledge than what I have at my fingertips.
If you don't have, who would have it?
No, he's assuming something which I don't know where he's coming from. Just one second. Chloli deid echa b'chosh lachlu di omnom i deber agmar b'kiddushin lo yad inon. Right, because each one is saying Zu Ishti, correct?
Right.
So that makes him a Baldovar. Ze Avdi, that's also about Zev Chalilah. So it's all three cases of the Isha Omeres Elu Shnei Avodai. That part I do understand. I don't know enough about the Sugi Kedushin right now. So when the Rosh says that an Eid Echad is not believed against the Chazaka, it's because the Eid is now Ba'ak Chosh, I guess. I guess he's saying that, like we said before, the Chazaka is Machish the Eid Echad. The Afa Gav, the Eid Echad Neman Neged Rov. Now he's asking another kasha. So a bezunder kasha. He's saying, "How can you tell me that Eid Echad is not neman against a chazaka when Eid Echad is neman against a rov?" He had hinted at that in the previous paragraph on the same page. Yeah, I forgot Eid Echad neman neged rov. Hainu mishum deruba de lesser kamon who. Ubir Chloe, the Einanogir Ba'ofer Miyuchad La Mikre HaPrati Shalfanenu. We merely Ef Shalom Deir Echad Neged Rov Choshiv Keir Echad Bak Chosh Mashen Kik Sheir Echad Mukhash, excuse me, Michazoko. To make Karshi, he and Hoga Miuchedes, Lemikra, Haprati, Shelfanenu, Machai Gavna, Shapa Yeshlom de Choshu Kedachet Bak Chosha Umemela Dinu She'ein Ha'ein Nemar.
Differentiates between a rove and a chazeta here.
Mashenking Sherech Muchash Michazoka de Meikora. Shian Hogam Yucheris and Mikras Pets Proti Shofanenu, the Chai Gan the Shapi Shlom the Choshev Kerecha Bakhosho, whom a male dinu Shein Haed Nemo.
That would be Neged a Chazaka. But he likes.
Yachamukash Mikoros, Shian Hogam Yucheris. The mikra potish luki, that I understand. The chaygam the shapi ishlom the choshiv keirechot behakhosha. And he's coming a gross. I don't have. Alright, so this paragraph will have to come back to Gli Nether. What I did want to look into a little with you. And this might overlap with Brachas, Masechta Brachas, is he has a piece here on Birchas HaShechita. And I'm hoping he's going to touch on the issue of Yotza Motzi, or Shomea Ka'ona. So this is Simon Tes, and it's on page Chav Vav. No, it's not on page Chav Vav. Yeah, it's on page 12. So let me read to you the Shulchan Aruch.
You don't have those.
Yeah, I don't think you have Chavav, but let me read to you the Shulchan Aruch, and if necessary, we'll take a break and we'll photocopy it. Hashomea v'eino medaver. So you're talking about someone who's deaf, and his status is he's pikeach l'chol dov, right? But he's an eino medaber, so he's a mute, but he has perfectly good hearing. Imu mumche, if he's an expert, shochet. Afilu chatchila, fi acher mevarech. So again, he can't make the bracha because he's mute, but someone else will make the bracha. He hears the bracha, and lechora he's yotze the bracha by hearing it.
The bracha is not makif,
right? So he's saying somebody should make the bracha for him. Umekaro v'divrei Rama v'hilchos shechita mumche shenishtatek. Shtatek means became mute. Who mevin v'shomea is shochet l'chatchila. We don't have any hesitation whatsoever with regard to shechita. V'chein pasak harosh and abeis Yosef. Oh, so now the kasha is, we have a Mishnah in Trumas, which was quoted here in Brachas, I think, Daf Yud Aleph, wherever it was quoted, that Ilem lo yitram l'chatchila. We would rather not give the Hafrashas Truma to the Ilem because he cannot recite the Bracha. So on the one hand, we're saying that an Elam could shecht. And on the other hand, we're saying an Elam could not be mafris, trumas, and maestris. Why not? Because he's not capable of making the bracha. He says, Tzarech lomer de masnisa lo toni takanto vi achem mevarach b'shalo. In other words, the Mishnah in Trumas doesn't have an option of somebody else making the bracha. There was no one else around. If he has someone else to make the brach on his behalf, good, so there's no spirit. But here he says the Gaon brings in Arza Ruach. The Arza Ruach says that no one else but the Shochet can make this bracha. Now I'm tempted to think that maybe what the Osaru is saying, but don't fetishka, because what I'm telling you is absolutely wrong, that maybe you can't be yotze with somebody else's bracha if you yourself can't make the bracha. Because being yotze with somebody else's bracha is azah min shlichus, and the mishaleach cannot appoint the shlich if he himself is incapable of doing the maisa. But don't fetishka. Birashach, what is this Osaru about? He says, "In ma'acher shochet gamkein bevaday afa or zorua yodesh yochel levarch lahotzi gamis ha'ilen yidin shomei ka'onvo nechiku or zorua varosh el im yochel ha'acher lahotzi es ha'ilen bevirchas hashchita
yidin
yotza motzi." So again, if he's about to shecht, right?
If the other guy, the brother guy, is going to also shecht, then he's
that's fine.
That's good.
Then he's motzi the ilin.
Right.
But if he's not shechting, because let's say you already shechted, so to make a separate bracha to be motzi the ilin that he doesn't do, according to the Osaru. The kosvataz tzorich iu. V'das or zeruah, do amrina b'rosh hashanah shekol brachas kula mafal pishiyotza motzi chutz mi birchas alechem u'birchas ayayin u'pirish Rashi shal birchas hamitzus amrinan afal pishiyotza motzi v'kol yisrael ha'revenzav al birchas hanenim t'yenom chova lecha arvus. He doesn't have to have this handah and then make the bracha.
Where was the other guy yatzah? He never shechted.
Wait a second. I think you're a step ahead of me as always. Again, in the case of Birchas Hanenim, we're saying that if you made your bracha, I can't be motzi you. You're about to eat bread, I can't be motzi you in a bracha. Why? Because the whole din of yotzah motzi is based on arvus,
yeah.
And there's no arvus in birchas hanen. Why? Because there's no chova klal. I mean, you don't have to be nen. But in a birchas hamitzvah, we're going to apply the principle of yotzah motzi. So Taz asks, how could the Arzaru say that since he already made the bracha on the shvita, he can't make another bracha on behalf of the
Elam.
Of the Elam, why not? What about the principle of Yotze Motzi? Yeah, the Yotze Motzi applies in Birchas HaMitzvah. It doesn't apply in Birchas HaNenim, but in Birchas HaMitzvah we apply Yotze Motzi.
Right.
It's the fees that Tzarkin, Amaylo Amrini Yotze Motzi, the Birchas HaShchita. So I'm just wondering, I mean, again, I haven't thought this out, but maybe Shchita is different because there's no actual mitzvah of Shchita. When you have a chiyuv shchita, if there were a chiyuv shchita in theory, let's say in kodshim, maybe, I don't know, but then you could say yotze motzi. Why? Because kol Yisrael are raven zealous, and that's true for all other mitzvahs. But if you don't have a chiyuv of this mitzvah, so let's say, for example, tzitzis. So can I be motzi in a bracha on the tzitzis? Well, guess what? You have no chiyuv tzitzis, so there's no arvus over there. You can decide not to wear a beged with dalet kanfas. But at least in the case of a beggar with dalet kafas, there is a hechetimtza where you'd be chayav if you put on the beggar. But in the case of shkita, there's no hechetimtza which you'd be chayav. But let's see what he says. The tirtz hazeh al zeh ataz, the yesh shnei mitzvahs, sugei mitzvahs. Oh, I think we're on the right track. Yesh mitzvah shi chovas gavra, kagon shofar megillah. U yesh mitzvah shein el rishus, kagon afroshas. Oh, I didn't think of this. Hafresh is truma. I don't know what. Okay, you have to think why that's called a rishus. Ushchita she'ein adam chayv lasosa. Achim u'ososa reiz a nechshav kikiyum hamitzvah. Umay davini yotzav motzi bebrachas hamitzvahs. Haynu dafka bebrachal mitzvah shichoves gavra. Ma she'ein ki bemitzvah shirishus. The whole the efshal asosa yidei acher. I know what he means by that. Hold the yochal asosa yidei acher. Oh. Is mistabed the also shiyochel levarech yases hamitzvah v'lo lonechalik hamitzvah mitzvah lezeh u'brach lezeh. So most of this I understood until that last line. So Lina, then we'll try to pick this up. So if you don't mind, Yosef, just photocopying this, that would be excellent. Maybe after Mincha. So we started here. This is where we're up to, and it goes on and on. Wow. I don't know, you'll see how much you can photocopy.
It's very interesting. Some of the rabbis, for example, have said in Bracha, so it was a discussion, I just a very good